This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. I'm Matthew.
And I'm Molly.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
Today, we are talking about our top chips, or in other words, our favorite chips, or the chips we like best, or...
Top chips. Everyone knows the expression top chips.
Like, top chips. You know, it sounds British. It reminds me of like Top
it really
Man
does.
Or Top Shop, right?
Yeah, like you've always been top chips to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like
you too.
I think Man United is top chips this year.
Excellent. I feel like I learned
is a Top Man like a clothing store?
So yeah, Top Shop was the original, I think, and then Top Man is like the spin-off for men, or like, you know, the version for men. Like do you remember the companies? Once again, I'm gonna reference something that is super current. Like, do you remember Limited and Limited 2?
I sort
of. Oh, you don't? Are they that old?
I remember Express.
Oh, yes, Express. Oh, wow. Yes. Okay. Well, anyway, it's like that. Just like that.
Okay. Great.
So, Matthew.
Would you find it on Oxford Street?
I think you'd find it in the Oxford High Street. Oxford.
You'd find it on the High Street. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe in Kentish Town.
How long can we go on with this? Let's stop it already.
I think that was it.
Okay, so this episode is going to veer a bit away from our usual kind of thing, in that we are kind of memory lane is kind of woven throughout this episode. We're not going to have a separate memory lane here.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like England. Like, memory lane winds throughout England. I like it. We're not talking about like an English food on this episode at all. We just got onto this thing because you said Top Man.
Matthew, do you remember how like a million years ago on the show you coined the term garbage man, not in reference to someone who collects waste for a living?
I did coin that term also. Like, you've heard the term garbage man, meaning someone who picks up like your domestic refuse. I came up with that.
But you coined it in terms of someone who is just a heap of garbage themselves.
Right.
And I now find myself wanting to use it all the time, but I'm aware that, like, not everybody listens to this show. I mean, most people do.
But... Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Anyway, what was I saying?
I'm sure I wasn't the first person, because, like, people were saying garbage person, and I think I meant to say garbage person, but it came out as garbage man, and then I realized that was already a thing. I'm sure I wasn't the first person to do that.
Yeah, but you probably were. Okay. All right. So, Matthew, we're going to be having a guest on soon. Is there anything we need to do before then?
No.
Matthew, do you want to do essay's introduction?
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see if all of this is true. You can stop me if anything I say is false. Okay.
Let me stop laughing.
No. Please don't.
Carry on.
Okay.
This is why I wanted to have an essay on the show. All right. Essay Atao is a comedian, actor, and rapper based in Vancouver, BC. She's been on The Flash and Legion, but I know her from a recent appearance on the comedy podcast Stop Podcasting Yourself, where A, she made me laugh constantly, and B, talked about how much she loves chips. So I sent her a message right away and said, Essay, could you please come on Spilled Milk and talk to us about chips, too? Essay Atao, welcome to Spilled Milk.
Aw, thank you for having me. Thank you. I read chips. And I'm like, yes, I'm in.
That's good. Now we know, like, if we ever need to, like, lure you, we'll just, like, put a bag of chips, like, under a box with a stick.
Yeah.
Although I feel like, as we're about to be reminded, Canada has much better chips than we do. So I don't know, Matthew. I think SA is going to be, like, you know, doing some reverse chip luring here.
That's true.
Come my way.
Wait, but before we start, I have to say, so I was geeking out on your IMDb this morning.
Oh, please don't. Okay.
But anyway, I was a big fan of Midnight Mass, and I was
very excited
to see that you were on Midnight Mass.
Oh, my God. Yes. Midnight Mass was so much fun. Ugh. So much fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and I hate the fact that I'm forgetting the director's name.
But I love that you were forgetting it and you were even on the show.
Because I'm nervous now because you just called it in. It was one of the best, a very small role, but it was so much fun. Mm-hmm. I had so much fun. It was during COVID, so we were tight in like the strict COVID rules, mm-hmm. which was okay. Mm-hmm. But everybody had such a positive energy.
Oh, that's
great.
And
that was when, like, this was the first production during the whole COVID thing. So we were very strict, but everybody was just so positive. And it was so positive. I loved it.
Amazing.
So good.
Amazing. And the lead guy, Hamish something.
Oh, my God.
That guy.
Okay.
It was just sitting in between our set, just trying to be cool with him. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, we didn't know who was who. Like, who was, you know.
Oh, I didn't know
at the time. Oh, no, I didn't know.
I have to admit, I haven't seen the show, so I had to Google this guy, but he's a good-looking guy.
Oh, my, not only is he good-looking, he's funny. Like, he's a good funny, like, mm-hmm. real funny. Like, not like, I'm an attractive guy, and let me...
Right.
He's, like, real funny. It was hard for me to be like, oh, okay, sure.
I love it.
But now if I watch the show, I'm just going to be jealous of this guy.
Oh, but Matthew doesn't like anything remotely horror-y. So, Matthew, I don't think you should watch it. I mean, it's really...
It's not that I don't like it. It's that I'm too scared.
Yeah.
You may not.
Matthew is such a tender heart.
It was fun, though. But it was really... We joked a lot about all the, like, gory stuff that was happening. I met a woman on set who had a gory moment mm-hmm. happen, and she was so excited for it. She goes, oh, I can't wait to die. She was so excited.
Oh, no, if I was ever, like, cast on a show, like, I would love to die on TV. That would be awesome.
What if you just die, but you're accidentally on TV? Is that, like, less fun?
No. I don't want to die on the news. I want to die
so
on, like a drama show.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Let me specify here.
6 p.m. news in here in Seattle.
That's right. Oh, yeah, no one's going to be like, look at that cool guy.
That guy had such a good goatee. It's really a shame he's gone.
Right. Yeah, it's too bad his arm's gone and he's dead. All right, so changing.
His arms made it, but he did it. I don't know how.
Well, we're keeping his arm alive because he's got to be able to reach for the chips. Look how I brought that back, guys.
Nice segue.
Okay, here we go. So today we are here to talk with you, Essay, about your top chips, your favorite chips. And this can, you know, we're going to be talking about ours too. We kind of thought we'd do like a little round robin mm-hmm. of talking about our favorite chips.
Yep.
And this can be like current chips, past chips, you know, chips of Christmas future. I don't know.
Okay, we could pick a favorite chip that doesn't exist yet.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Well, Matthew, so how do we start this off?
I think we should let the guest go first.
Oh.
Right?
No pressure.
For me, like, I'm Nigerian. I was born in Nigeria.
Okay.
And I moved to Canada when I was 5. But, I mean, we have, like, plantain chips, but I never grew up with chips, potato chips. We probably did, but again, it was never in my memory. And the diversity back then was probably whatever. Anywho, moving to Canada, living in Canada, getting used to the food and the culture, and then I got into chips.
Sure.
My favorite chips, but I can't eat it all the time because it hurts my tongue. Ketchup chips.
Okay.
Wait a minute. So is this like Lay's or what brand? Is Lay's. This any brand of ketchup chips?
No. Lay's okay. ketchup chips. And Lay's, if you're listening to this, you need to lower your prices. This is not fair. This is not right.
How much
and
is a
Lay's,
bag?
And Lay's, if you're listening to this, could you like sponsor this episode
yes.
also?
Lay's, please. Lay's, I live for your chips. Lay's, I live for your ketchup chips. And Lay's, I live for your slightly salted Ruffles regular
oh,
chips.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh,
well,
my God.
Do you remember when we did an episode
lower
a while back.
Lower your prices, Lay's. Sorry, go on.
Okay. Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, $4.79 for a bag. It's probably more in Canada.
They stopped selling Lay's, or they stopped. There's no Lay's in the grocery stores now.
Really?
Is this like
because
supply
Canada
chain issues?
Has said, no, we're not selling $10 chips. So until Lay's lowers their prices, then because Loblaws and major stores are not taking in new orders because it's just they've hijacked the price.
Wait, Lay's, way to take a stand on an important issue, Canada. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin Trudeau, do it for us.
We did an episode a while back where we just tasted plain potato chips and Lay's was the runaway winner. We thought it was going to be like, you know, kettle chips or, you know, something fancy. No, Lay's. No. Absolutely.
They just get basic so well.
So, yeah. So hold on. Okay. So the ketchup chips, I know that I've had them. But can you just, for our U.S. listeners who may never have had them, can you just talk a little bit about, like, do they taste like ketchup?
Yes and no, and I mean, sometimes so. It depends on your brand.
Okay.
I don't know how Lay's does it. Like, I know a lot of Americans who do not like ketchup chips. They hate it. They're like, it's gross. And I get it, but it's just like, Lay's ketchup chip is like, it's not sweet.
Okay.
It's mm-hmm. tangy. It has the taste of ketchup, but not intense ketchup. Like not, it's like sugared ketchup. Like, okay. But not sugary either.
So it's like, I feel like it, it like kind of walks like a parallel line maybe to a barbecue chip, but without the smoke and with more tang.
Interesting.
Yes, yeah? Molly.
Thank you. Thanks.
100% yes. Okay. And that's it. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's that acidicness can, if you eat it every day, five times a day, it can affect your tongue.
Oh, God. So, okay. Yes. I've been warned.
All right, Molly, you're up.
Oh, okay. Well, so I want to start with a memory lane chip or a chip that I have not had in ages and a chip that also will screw with your tongue. And that is Funyuns.
Never had
You've
them.
Never had okay. Funyuns?
No.
Okay. Well, so Funyuns are they're a ring shaped chip. They're meant to look like onion rings. They taste nothing like anything found in nature. And so when I was
they taste nothing that exists in this world. Mm-hmm.
They're highly engineered. When I love being this funny.
Yes, you are.
So delighted. So when I was in middle school, so I grew up in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And
Oklahoma.
Yeah, represent. And we had a vending machine kind of over next to the gym, like by the locker rooms. And there was
I know the vending machine you mean.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I know that one specifically.
Yeah. So there was like, you know, a food vending machine and a drink vending machine. And we were allowed to eat and drink in class, which now strikes me as being kind of amazing.
What school did you go to?
Well, so I went... I went to like a Montessori-based school.
Okay.
So it was a private school.
It was very fancy. Molly's driven me past it.
Anyway. You fancy girl, Molly. Molly's fancy.
The truth comes out. I mean, I think all of our listeners have known this about me for a long time. But anyway, one of the things that they do to empower young fancy children, because young fancy children need to be empowered, is they allow you to eat and drink in class, assuming that you, you know, don't allow it to disrupt your focus.
only here. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we would get orange crush soda and Funyuns. Yes. And Funyuns sure. were like the chip to get in middle school. And the thing with Funyuns is they're kind of that like that extremely like styrofoamy fried food, crunchy food texture. And so if you let one like melt on your tongue, it mm-hmm. takes your taste buds away with it. Like it has a scouring effect.
So wait.
That is dangerous, Molly.
But it's
did you have to let it melt on your tongue in order to not disrupt class and thereby show your empowerment?
You know, it's hard to say.
I can't think of anything more disruptive than kids eating Funyuns in class.
Yeah. No, there's nothing more disruptive, yeah. as everyone knows. No, I think that just at a certain point, if you really like the flavor of Funyuns, if you like that like highly unnatural flavor, which I do.
Yeah, me too.
You can make it last longer or you know, it's like different if you let it melt on your tongue as opposed to if you crunch it. So to all of my Funyun eaters out there, well, like you said about ketchup chips essay, I mean, they will destroy your tongue and mm-hmm. it's kind of worth it up to a certain point.
It is.
Yeah.
That is weird, but I am also the kind of person who will sometimes like eat M&Ms by sucking on them until the candy coating is gone and they start to melt away.
I used to do that with Sour Patch Kids when they first came out.
Yes, me too.
Yes. I remember sitting in the movie theater like sucking on them until my tongue was like sore.
How do any of us still have tongues after what we did as children?
If our tongues can talk.
Our bodies are wonderlands.
If our tongues, they sort of can.
That's the thing. Like, we've been telling you to do this. Stop.
Okay, Matthew, about you? Top chip.
I'm going to say Ruffles, sour cream, and cheddar.
Wow. Okay.
Or maybe cheddar, sour cream. I think I might have bought them. Let me reach into the secret chip bag.
So, Matthew, wait, is this a current favorite or does this go way back for you?
It both. So okay. I remember like when these were introduced, I think I was in like elementary or middle school, and like there were a lot of moments in my childhood where suddenly all kids had to eat the same chip because like that was the cool chip of the moment. Well,
Funyuns was one of them.
Yeah, sour cream and onion, which we'll probably talk about. But cheddar and sour cream, I was skeptical of these because as a kid, I thought sour cream was gross, and I kind of still do. But these chips are so good. And like, also, like, why are they combining cheddar and sour cream? Is this like a natural combination? No. But
it doesn't sound natural.
But they're fantastic. Like they've got the tang. Like everything we talked about so far has some tang to it.
Matthew, okay. Do you feel like there is like a hurdle to get over when you eat these? So my feeling is the first chip must be tolerated. Like the sour cream flavor is really sour creamy. But then it's like you know, a free for all after you get past that first one.
Molly, you just changed my mind of like, there's certain foods that I'm just like, ugh, I don't want to eat it because it's a hurdle to eat it.
Yeah, it's a hurdle food.
So yes. like what? Because I was going to say, no, it's a chip. Like I just reach in and start eating them. There's no hurdle.
But you yourself don't like sour cream, Matthew.
It's the cold creaminess that I don't like. And like, if the chip was cold and creamy, yes, that would represent a hurdle for sure. But like in chip form, no, it's okay.
Okay. What are some hurdle foods for you, SA?
Oh my God, so many vegetables.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm a hurdle foods. I'm like, ugh. Okay. I eat it because I have to, but I'm just like, oh my goodness, I don't like it.
Does it get any easier? Like, you know, the more you eat?
I guess so. I think I just train my body now just to do it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm going to recognize now when my body's just like, I don't want to eat this. Actually, do you know what? I also have hurdle snacks. I'm a person that likes what I like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like ketchup chips, Lay's slightly salted, regular plain chips, Cool Ranch Doritos.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So those have a little bit of a buttermilk, like a dairy tang.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then I don't do sour cream. But I can sometimes do sour cream and onions, like rarely if I'm feeling foreign. I'm like, let's just spice it up.
I'm not me today.
I'm not me today. Right. Okay. I'm Natasha. You know, my name's Natasha. I'm going to have sour cream and onion. And that's when I have it.
Okay, so here's the thing I have to admit. Like, when you talk about ketchup chips, I already said I'm afraid of horror movies, and now you also have to know that I don't like ketchup. It's a big hurdle food for me. I like this phrase, hurdle food, and I'm going to steal it from you and use it forever. I've been trying to train myself to tolerate ketchup just because it's so common, and, like, mm-hmm. I wish I liked it. Mm-hmm. And I'm making a little bit of progress, and now I want to try ketchup chips.
Try it. It is vinegary. It's very, like, it leans to this vinegar, salt and vinegar family, yeah. Just so you know. But also ketchup in itself, I'm finding out as a 37-year-old woman, 38 tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
That you can make your own ketchup and you can, like, because I don't like the taste of ketchup.
Okay.
Wow,
I hate it, but I'm like, ugh, it's whatever.
You buried the lead here. You don't like the taste of ketchup, and yet the first chip that you mention is a ketchup chip.
That's so interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about, aren't there like, oh gosh, what is it called? Like all flavor or all seasoning?
Oh, all dressed.
All dressed. We need to talk about those for sure.
All dressed reminds me of, you know, like a summer loving boyfriend, you know, like, like he's great. He's great. He's great. He's great. I just can't commit to him. And when I want to commit to him, mm-hmm. I forgot about him. Like all dressed was good. You know, he's mm-hmm. a good lay. He's a good lay. He does it well.
That was really, really smooth. I see what you did
there. It's lays. Lower your prices. Lower your prices. Like.
Is it because meaning all dressed, like, comes on too strong?
He does, but he's, like, he's trying. Like, he's just trying to fit in, and he does fit in. Like, people do like him. Mm-hmm. I think he just tries too hard. Just, like, just be yourself.
But. You're right, because, like, we only recently, like, in the last few years have gotten all dressed chips on the U.S. side of the border. And, like, I like them and I will buy them and then, like, forget about them and buy them again a year later. What?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. And when I see it, I'm like, I'll have a chip.
It makes sense. I like the summer boyfriend analogy. Matthew, you have a summer boyfriend now. And it's an all-dressed chip. Wow, Matthew, you're just smiling. So. You're like, oh, no. Now they're announcing
I'll take it.
Okay. Okay.
No, yes. Like, I was, my chip, a boyfriend is my chip. No, a chip is my boyfriend.
I've been dating nothing but chips. I only date chips. So.
But are they good lays?
Wife of the show, Lori, is fine with it. Very good lays, yes.
Oh, they're great lays.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Good. But very high price.
Lower your prices.
Yeah. All right, Essay, I think it's your turn to pick a chip, which I know you just mentioned like seven different chips.
So
feel free to pick one of those.
Pick a chip, any chip. Oh my God, pick a chip. Ooh, I'm getting into, but I don't love it because I don't like the greasiness of it. Kettle chips.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I like it. I like how the potatoes are formed. They hit different. They crunch different. The salting is different. It seems fresh, like fresh salt. It looks good. But I just don't like the greasiness of it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a different kind of thing. I know Molly is a big fan of jalapeno kettle chips.
Yeah, the greasiness is, I'm really glad you mentioned that because I had this experience recently where I had bought a couple bags of chips at once and I put one of them like down by the washing machine. And when I put it, this is like a little experiment
like
I do.
Did you? Oh, what if I put the bag of chips in my laundry? Frankenstein! Turn on the wasp!
That's hilarious.
But I put them down with the top down. When I brought them up to eat them and I opened the top and then it was like all this grease at the top. Like, I had, you know, like, usually the grease is waiting for me at the bottom, and by the time I get down there, I can, like, choose to throw it away. But this time I had to get through the grease to even, like, get to the first chip, and that was really intense.
I just had this epiphany moment where I was trying to figure out, what did you mean when you said you put the chips with the top down? All I could think of was like a convertible or like, did you just mean you rolled up the top of the bag? No, you put the bag upside down.
I put the bag upside down.
Next to the washing machine.
Oh, God. Sorry. I have forgotten.
It sounds like you were performing some sort of ritual. Like you have to put the chips upside down in the middle of this symbol next to the washing machine.
Yeah. No, I put them with like I put them upside down so that then when I opened them using the little notch at the top of the bag, it was like a river of grease flowed out before I could get to any chips. And that was not cool, but I do love kettle chips.
Like the Billy Joel album, River of Grease. It was worth waiting to jump in with that joke.
Yes. Thank you. Thanks. Okay, but wait.
I don't know that song, but I'm dancing to it anyways.
I am going to pick a Canadian chip, Miss Vicky's Salt and Malt Vinegar.
What the F is that?
I don't even know if they still make them.
I don't think so.
These were the chips that my wife and I discovered on our honeymoon. We honeymooned in Victoria, BC in 1996. That's how old I am. And we
96.
So we yes, I'm 96 years old. And we just bought this bag of chips and we were like, these are good. Like, this malt vinegar reminds us of fish and chips. And, you know, it was the most romantic part of the whole trip was bonding over these chips.
Have you had them since? Are they as good?
Periodically, definitely not in the last few years. Yeah, they totally are. They're great. I hope they still make them.
Okay. Okay.
I'll try and find them for myself.
Yeah.
To be like, okay.
Yeah. If you like a salt and vinegar chip, I highly recommend them.
That's another boyfriend. That's a French boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, those like, definitely come on strong.
They're too strong. I like them, but I'm just like, okay, not ready.
No. Yeah, no, sometimes I will buy a whole bag, like a big bag of salt and vinegar, and then like about a third of the way through the bag, I'm like, I've had a lot of vinegar now.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Here's to the best spring ever in this season's must-have shoes. Find all the styles you need from brands you love at amazing prices right now at DSW. Update your closet with colorful sandals made for sunny days, fresh sneakers perfect for spring looks, and sporty soles ready for new adventures. Whatever you're up to this spring, DSW has the exact right pair for the occasion. Shop must-have spring shoes at your DSW store and DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Masterclass.
Matthew, take a minute and picture that thing that you've always wanted to learn.
All right, I'm picturing the thing.
Okay.
And you know, what if I get lost in the wilderness?
Well, okay, this is the thing?
This is the thing.
Oh, okay. Well, so picture learning it from someone who's literally the best at getting lost in the wilderness.
No, no, no.
In the world.
You don't understand, Molly. I want to get found in the wilderness.
Oh, so, okay.
And for that, I turn to Jessie Krebs, who is an internationally recognized expert on wilderness survival. She has a class on Masterclass, and she teaches like the five basic needs. And if you think number one is water, you're wrong. She teaches you how to use a knife, how to use rope, one of your most important tools in the wilderness. I don't think I'm going to get stuck in the wilderness, but if I do, I'm going to be really happy that I took this class on Masterclass.
Yeah, well, Masterclass is where you should go if you don't just want to think about learning something, but you actually want to do it with one-on-one classes with the world's best.
Yeah, if you want to learn singing from Christina Aguilera, if you want to learn shooting threes from Steph Curry, there's only one place in the world to do those things, unless you happen to know those people, which you don't.
Yeah, you don't. And every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk.
And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/spilledmilk15.
That's 15% off right now at masterclass.com/spilledmilk15.
masterclass.com/spilledmilk15.
Essay, what about like puffed kinds of chips? You know, I'm thinking like, you know what I mean.
Yes, I do know what you mean, Molly. Thank you for asking. Molly, I used to be against puffed chips. I was like, no, I won't go. Because I'm like, give me that crunch. Why are we pretending to be a chip when you have no crunch? Chips need to have crunch in my head. And then I tore my Achilles tendon December 26, 2021. I know, I'm fine. I'm a bad bitch.
Good.
I'll recover. Anywho, my friend somehow bought Cheetos, puffed Cheetos.
Okay.
I hated them as a child, but I was like, whatever. Let me just, she bought it. Can't be mean. So I had one and I was like, excuse me, what's this? And I just liked it. I just liked it.
So you, did your friends set up like a, you know, did they bring a parade of food to you while you were laid up with your Achilles tendon? And one of the foods they brought was puffed Cheetos.
Yeah.
You have good friends.
Sure, and I liked it. And the thing is also I'm putting it in the boyfriend category.
Sure,
he's good at what he does, but Yeah, I can't commit.
Okay. Okay.
I can't commit.
Okay.
I'm trying to understand, like, what was, like, the full range of foods that your friends brought you? Because either, like, they brought you a bunch of stuff and they're great friends, or they're like, we're going to drop off, like, a couple of bags of chips. Like, see, I hope you feel better someday.
No, they brought, like, I like candies as well, like gummies, yes, and, like, sour keys. So that was the majority of a get better gift, which I'm like, thank you. Those were the first to go. And it was a small bag of puffies. So it's like individual size,
sure,
Cheeto. So I was like, yeah, it's there. Let me just eat it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they couldn't afford the big bag. It's like $10.
And I wouldn't want them to. Right. I would never buy a $10 bag of puff Cheetos.
Wait a minute. Did you say the words sour keys?
Yes.
What are sour keys?
Yeah, what's
are
that?
Get off your own podcast right now.
I thought that I mean, I'm a huge fan of sour gummy things. Are these gummies?
BRB. BR Mother Trucking B. I'll be
okay.
Right back.
Okay. Okay.
Oh boy. This is the most exciting thing that's ever happened on our show.
I am so excited. I'm just a little bit sad that I can't actually eat them through the screen.
All right. What do we got?
These are sour keys. They're just keys.
That is the craziest looking key I've ever seen. That is like the anteater of keys.
Yeah,
I mean, what kind of key is that?
It looks like a graffiti dick, right?
Okay, wait. Yeah. Are they all that long? Is this what keys look like in Canada?
Yes, our keys are this big. But there's also very mini ones as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh,
I like the big ones.
And do they always have two gummy flavors in one key?
Yes, red and green.
Okay.
Yellow and red. Orange and red.
Okay.
Can you stick one on each finger and be like Freddy or Wolverine?
No, it doesn't really do like the ring thing. It's just like the pinky, if you're lucky.
your that looks very silly.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay. But, yeah. Is this like a Haribo product?
Yes. 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 Haribo also, again, Haribo, please. Your price
lower.
Is
oh, yeah.
The premium gummies.
But they are. But lower it, because I'm a working out drinker. I can't afford to buy all that candy. But Haribo is the best of candies.
Oh my gosh!
Oh yeah,
okay.
Like the
sour
the ones,
keys.
We're gonna get off on a big like gummy candy tangent.
Yes.
Okay, Matthew, bring us back.
Sour keys are awesome.
Okay.
Okay, but whose turn is it to pick a chip?
Oh, I can go.
Oh, okay, oh, Molly, yes. Molly, you there in the middle?
Molly, go.
Okay. Well, now that we're talking about Cheetos, so crunchy Cheetos. Okay, so crunchy Cheetos,
yes,
you know.
Yes, sorry, I got excited.
So that is like a more dense version of like the puff kind of situation, right?
Yes. Ooh,
and it's also like more densely coated in cheese powder.
Yes.
Right.
And so Matthew and I have long had kind of a category of excellent foods that we talk about on the show called perfectly engineered food products. And I believe that the crunchy Cheeto, which I think when I was a kid, I think they were just like Cheetos. Now they're called crunchy Cheetos. But anyway, I think that's a perfectly engineered food product. I think it's like epically crunchy, epically cheesy, impossible to stop eating in the best way. And I even like the cheese stuff is flavorful enough that like when it coats your fingers, it's even like it's worth it to lick your fingers, right? Like there's some things where you lick your fingers and you're like, ooh, that was just like,
yeah, I know
finger.
What you mean.
Molly, I have never agreed with a person more than me agreeing with you right now. With
really
crunchy Cheetos, you are right, is the best manufactured, engineered chip in the world.
Hold on.
It hits in every base. And the reason why I am giving it very high praise, I don't eat it too often.
Okay.
How am I gonna, crunchy Cheetos for me is that sexy Italian stallion that gets it all the way and knows how to do it. And you're very thankful for it. However, do you guys remember, because I feel like crunchy Cheetos changed.
Oh,
do you know
interesting.
When you marry somebody? I love how I'm relating all my chips to relationships.
Yeah, no, keep
also.
Going. I'm with you.
But do you know when you meet somebody and they're amazing and then they change without telling you?
I mean, I've been married for 96 years, so yeah, like a lot of things have happened.
Matthew's been through so many cycles of this.
And you're just like, who are you now? So I remember crunchy Cheeto. I like it. I like it a lot. But the cheese flavor changed.
Interesting.
It wasn't like a good change, like when you pretend that your spouse is a stranger so that you can have like a really spicy night. It wasn't like a good change.
It's like it took off improv. You're like, it took up improv. You're just like, okay, that's what you do now. Like, great. Okay, honey. And I love improv. I perform it all the time. But it's like, this is okay. So you're into improv
this
now.
This is who
honey.
You are now.
Great. This is who you are now.
So, okay.
Because it had before, the cheese had a cool, subtle, not too cheesy, but now it's too cheesy. So I don't know what happened with the cheese formula, but the cheese formula changed.
So let me ask you this. How do you feel about Flaming Hot Cheetos? Have you had them?
I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't hate it, but I don't like
it. All right.
Because, like, I don't like it. Anything with, like, spicy chips, I roll my eyes. So I'm obsessed with spice. I'm just like, okay, spicy chips. But it's neither spicy, and then it just makes it bad. So
because like the kids, and I think these kids are all like 25 now. Like that was a chip that the kids all got into like well after I was a grown up, and like you know, kids were going around with like their fingers stained red from Flamin' Hot Cheetos at all times, probably having like masturbation injuries. Okay, so I got a couple of chips recently. I went to Asian Family Market in Seattle, and they had some Lay's chips from China.
Oh!
And I haven't tried these yet, and I think I might, like, I feel bad opening them and trying them on the show when you can't have any because we're recording remotely, but I might do it anyway because I have here numb and spicy hot pot flavor.
Numb and spicy, that's
and
a statement.
Roasted cumin lamb skewer flavor.
Ooh.
I think I'm going to open these roasted cumin lamb skewer flavor chips. I don't know if they're going to be a favorite chip or not, but I'm going to find out.
Good luck.
I love the specificity that it's a lamb skewer.
I know.
Oh, these are really good. Sorry, everyone.
How meaty are they? Like, can you tell that it's lamb?
Yeah, they're kind of meaty.
Are they gamey?
They're not gamey. I do think this is a chip that is going to be a summer boyfriend.
Okay.
First of all, because I can only get them at one particular Chinese supermarket, but also because, like, it's the kind that, like, hits you with the flavor right up front. You're like, wow, that really does taste like a cumin lamb skewer, I think. And then after a few more, it's going to be like, and now I'm ready to move on to something else. But they are good.
I bought some chips also.
Please.
I bought ketchup chips. Not from Lay's because I can't get them anymore. Lay's, please lower your prices. This is President's Choice, a Canadian company.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Loads of ketchup. So I'm nervous because I don't like to hear loads of ketchup.
Definitely
that
want to.
That is so gross.
I prefer to buy a chip that has the words "loads" on the label.
Loads of ketchup. So I'm nervous.
Okay.
I'm hoping it's good.
Okay, I want to see it.
It smells like a normal ketchup chip.
It's very pink.
I know.
It looks like a rose petal.
The color though, does not look the same as Lay's.
Okay.
Lay's is more like shinier with their ketchup.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, I'm nervous. I'm so nervous. Wish me luck.
You're about to put a load in your mouth.
No.
God, I'm so sorry. Ew. God, that
hasn't even discussed. Molly.
Sorry.
Ew. Yeah. Ew.
I'm sorry.
What else is a summer boyfriend for?
Oh, my God. You're so vinegary.
Mm-hmm.
Is it in a good way?
Or is it a hurdle?
It's a hurdle.
Mm.
Okay.
I don't like it.
I wish I could have one.
Yeah, I want to try one, too.
I would not represent this. This is not Canada's ketchup chip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you put those upside down next to the washing machine, and when we come up to Vancouver, we'll come pick them up.
I'll hold it until you come in.
That's
Might
right.
be in 2 years.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
It'll be moldy.
You just flip them right over. That's what you do.
Oh. Gross.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
It is. Liz. Lower your prices.
Okay, I have another question. When you know how like Lay's especially sometimes will do like, you know, we've got three new wacky chip flavors for you, you know, this season only. Do you try those when it happens, like a chicken and waffles or like buffalo chicken strip or something?
Because I used to follow the ketchup flavor trends when I cared about Doritos chips, even though it's still the same Lay's. Lay's, lower your prices. But then I was just like, no, I don't hate them. They're good, but I'm just like, ugh. I'm too old for this shit.
Yes,
what do you mean?
That is my feeling exactly. Like, I'm too old to learn to like a new, whole new kind of chip.
Exactly. If my nephew or nieces or somebody gives me a chip, I'm like, oh, okay. I'll learn those new chips when that day
Just
happens.
So you can, like, bond with them over something.
Bonding's over. Leave NTSA alone. And leave the bag of chips.
I want to know, Matthew, what the other chips taste like, the other ones you got.
Oh, okay. Mm. I'm not sure where I put them, even though this room is very small.
Yeah. To be clear, Matthew is in a bathroom that he has converted into a podcasting studio in his apartment.
Okay. Genius.
I have good news. I found the other bag of chips.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are the numb and spicy hot pot flavor. So I think they're supposed to be a Sichuanese hot pot. Mm.
Essay, have you noticed that Matthew's a very fast cruncher? His natural crunching speed is extremely fast.
I never realized that.
I have a guinea pig who lives in my house, who's a pet.
Aww.
And Matthew's crunching is on par with the speed of a guinea pig.
Wow.
I've never told him that before.
Wow, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Matthew, what do you think?
They really do have that kind of spicy Sichuanese hot pot flavor. I don't like it in a chip context. I want the actual hot pot. I think the cumin lamb skewer is much better.
Okay.
I mean, you ate 4 to 5 chips before you knew that. I had one ketchup chip, so I was like, no.
I think I just have a highly developed chip eating muscle memory.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to eat just one chip because my hand is already doing this thing. You know, this thing.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about Vancouver really quick.
Okay.
Because we've covered a lot of chips here.
A lot of chips, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what do you like to eat in Vancouver, your adopted hometown, mm-hmm. other than chips?
Okay, so Molly, Matthew, you caught me in a weird time.
Yeah.
I was the girl that always, Uber Eats was my best friend. BFF.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. sis got me all day, every day. However... Uber Eats is expensive.
Yes.
And I can't afford to be eating out all the time.
Yes.
So now I'm forced to cook my dinners. And they've been good. They've been good. And I actually realized that I'm a pretty good cook. So I'm just like, okay. So it's been fun cooking for myself and cooking anything that I want. I made these really cool beans yesterday. And I had beans and rice.
Cool beans.
Cool beans. That sounds good.
Okay, but say your cast is Canadian James Bond and you make it big and can order whatever you want from Uber Eats. What would you get?
I got into lobster tail at my friend's wedding. and I never had lobster tail before. And I was like, What magic is lobster tail? And then, so I love lobsters now. So lobster tail, I will eat all day or day. A good chicken. Anything with a great chicken. Just do the chicken well. Any good chicken, yeah. I'm good. A good chicken. Mm-hmm. I'm not into steaks. I'm not going to lie. I'm not into steaks, so I'm fine with that. Potatoes. Give me a potato, any type of potato. Mm-hmm. I'm eating it.
What about poutine?
Poutine. Yes, that's a Canadian staple.
Yes.
Poutine's good. I actually have cheese curds in my freezer, so I have
some. Oh, nice.
I'll probably make a poutine. Poutine's great. Canadian bacon. I'm not into bacon. I don't hate it, but I'm not into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Poutine. I would rep the poutine.
Yeah.
Everybody come to Canada and have a poutine.
We've been asked many times to do a poutine episode. We're like, we need to go to Canada and research before we do this because we're not going to be
And there's
Seattle
so many
poutine.
People who claim to be poutine heads. So you just can't. Don't call me on that episode. Don't.
Okay.
You're going to have many.
Okay.
Many people sending you hate mail. To be like, why would you? She doesn't know anything about it. She just can't even spell potatoes, and you have her on your podcast.
But on the other side, counterpoint, you're the only person we know in Canada. not true, but.
But yeah, poutine's great. And even, I'm saying it wrong even. It's like poutine or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Poutine.
I think you've done a beautiful job.
All right. Well, Essay Atao, thank you so much for joining us. This was
thank you for having me.
One of the most delightful experiences I've had in recent memory.
Aww.
I got to eat chips with my friends.
Yeah. And I think we may have finally gotten through to Lay's. Time will
tell. Yes, that's a good point. They're gonna hear this right now. Like, we haven't even aired the episode yet. And right now,
Lay's,
someone at the Lay's. Lay's headquarters, they can just feel that there's going to be a change.
Yeah.
Be of the people, because I don't want to be eating ketchup chips that has the lingering taste of cinnamon.
You don't want to have to buy chips that has the word loads.
I remember when I went to America years ago and I was looking for ketchup chips And I was in this grocery store looking for ketchup chips, and I saw this sales clerk. And I was like, hi, could you direct me to your, like, where your chips, like, ketchup, do you have ketchup chips? Because I thought maybe it sold out in America, or this grocery store was at. And then he's like, ketchup chips? I'm like, yes. He's like, well, chips are on aisle 8, and there's ketchup in aisle 10. I'm like, ew, I'm not going to dip my chip in ketchup.
No, you know what you do? You take a brush, like a barbecue brush, you paint the pet ketchup on the chips, you put it in the oven.
Never come back to the U.S. again, ever since then.
Never. I've never been. It was blasphemous what he said. Ew.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything you'd like to plug?
Listen to Little Clitty on all the things.
Absolutely do. It's hilarious. Hilarious and, like, actually good rapping all together.
Oh, goodness. It's just a silly comedy. A girl who's just sad is really funny. Listen to it. It's not real rap. Don't take it seriously. It's a joke. And, have fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, man, that was so fun.
That was so great. I hope we can convince Essay to come back on multiple times.
Thank you to Essay Atawo. Okay. So, Matthew, it's time for segments.
That's me.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Molly, do we have any spilled mail?
We do. So listener Blue has sent us the following message. I have been a dedicated listener since the jump. I've loved every episode, even when you guys are being super silly and don't think anyone's listening. I'm listening. Oh, this is so heartening. Anyways, the fortune cookie story in the last episode prompted me to finally write to you after all these years. Matthew, I also used to add in bed at the end of all fortune cookies until I got kicked out of church camp for telling all the other kids about it. Best decision I ever made. Also, I enjoy eating sushi by picking all the individual ingredients out of it. And then once the insides are gone, I dip the rice and nori in soy sauce. I know it's wrong, but it feels so right.
Well, thank you, listener Blue. Glad we got you kicked out of church camp. I think that was the chronology, right?
Yes.
That it was our fault?
It was our fault. Yeah. Let's claim this one. Listener Blue, I hope we get to demolish some sushi with you one day.
Yes. But we'll avert our eyes.
Yes. Okay. Matthew, do you have a now but wow?
I do. My now but wow this week is called The Legend of Auntie Po by Xingyan Kor. And Xingyan Kor is a author of graphic novels, and her first one was kind of a road trip memoir that is very good. But this one is it's a fusion of a Chinese folktale with the tale of Paul Bunyan, and it is set among Chinese Americans at a California logging camp in the 19th century. It's a really good story. But one thing that I really liked about it is that it really centers the Chinese American protagonist who is a queer girl whose father is the cook at the logging camp. But there is also like a white character who struggles with how to be anti-racist, and you get to see like the white character like succeed and fail at like navigating the racial hegemony of this time. But even though like that character gets to have like the anti-racist epiphany kind of moment, that is not the focus of the book. And I thought that was really refreshing.
Nice.
That the book really stays centered on this girl who is at the heart of the story.
Fantastic. Okay, would you say the name of it again?
It's called The Legend of Auntie Po by Xingyan Kor.
Nice. Okay. Okay, wait, before we sign off.
Yeah,
Matthew,
We got some very important news.
We recently put up a Google poll in response to our episode about cooking smells, or as part of our episode about cooking smells. We asked...
No, we put up a poll in response to our own episode.
Okay, we asked, do you have a working exhaust fan in your kitchen? And I truly cannot believe it, but 131 listeners responded to this poll. And the best part is, so producer Abby put it up on Google for us. Uh-huh. And it's phrased like this. Do you have a working exhaust fan in your kitchen? And your three choices are yes, yes, but it doesn't work, and no. And
So one of the options is, yes, my working exhaust fan doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like, people are hanging on the edge of their seats. They want to know what the numbers are.
Oh, God, I felt like the bottom line of this whole poll is that people actually did it. I love our listeners.
Oh, so we're not going to release the results.
No, we are going to release the results. All right, Matthew. So let's a little drum roll here. Okay.
Is that a drum roll?
So 57 listeners wrote in to say they do have a working exhaust fan in their kitchen. That's 57 listeners out of 131.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
42 listeners have a working exhaust fan, but it doesn't work.
Okay.
I love this. Anyway, okay, 42 out of 131. And then 32 out of 141 do not have a working exhaust fan. And that would be me.
All right,
I'm
polling.
I'm 32 people.
I'm in the 42 that yes, I have one, but it doesn't work. And I think I would really say, yes, it's a working exhaust fan that doesn't work because it makes the noise and like a fan is doing something, but nothing happens. Like the cooking smells and smoke don't go anywhere.
Well, this was really instructive. I'm surprised.
It really was.
I'm surprised that that we had as much variety in answers as we do.
I learned so much from this. So much.
Too.
Okay, wait, I have one more segment.
Oh.
Let me hit you with this. What's new in Spira?
Oh, right. Okay.
This is the segment where I tell you what's going on in the game Final Fantasy X. So if you haven't played the game yet, spoiler alert, you might want to fast forward.
I completed
the Cloister of Trials at the Temple of Josei and got a magic sphere and a new Aeon whose name I don't remember. And now we're all going to move on to somewhere else and fight something else.
Oh, congratulations. Is that the right answer?
Thanks.
Is that the right response?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it sure is. So
further
updates as events warrant. Top of the hour, I'll be updating you.
Hey, Matthew. Hey, I haven't mentioned it yet, but our listeners might want to know that while we're recording this episode, I'm wearing a sweater that I knit myself.
Oh, is this calling it quilts?
No, this is knitting.
Close knit
knitting
family.
You need to know about.
knitting you need to know about. Okay. Yeah, I'm glad you took some time to come up with a really catchy name.
Thanks. Anyway, yeah, Matthew, look, I made this sweater. I made it.
It's a beautiful sweater.
Right? Yeah, I'm really pleased. Okay.
Our producer is Abby Circatella. You can rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts, and please do.
Yeah. And if you'd like to chat with other Spilled Milk listeners, you can do that on Reddit at reddit.com/r/everythingspilledmilk.
Yep. Thanks again to Essay Atao. Find her as Little Clitty on all of the audio streaming platforms. And until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk. I mean, we'll be your summer boyfriend.
Yeah, why not?
But don't stop listening to us when summer's over.
We're good lays.
And we're very clingy. I'm Matthew Amster Burton.
I'm Molly Weisenberg. Whoops, that's right. Did you just hear my stomach rumble? It was so loud.
No.
And I think that like my stomach momentarily rose up to where my brain is.
It's because Essay and I were eating chips and you didn't have any.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.